Hello and welcome to Zach Attack. We're never going to be better than this. This is episode 22, bonus episode.
Bonus episode.
If you lived here, you'd be home now, a TV movie from 2006. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
I feel like IMDb lied to us about this because I feel like this is not a TV movie, but like a TV pilot for a show that never happened.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, Rachel asked if it was a TV show or a TV movie, and I said it was a TV movie based on what we were talking about, but it could have been a pilot for a TV show.
I think what IMDb does when they have, like, cast and crew information for something that was made that didn't become a series is they just put it up as a TV movie, I think. But it definitely feels like, because the end... So, this is a movie, like we said on the last episode, this is a movie that we could not find...
Anywhere.
On YouTube, there's a 9-minute and 20-second video, which feels about... like, it feels like a lot of the pilot, but it also feels like we're missing about half.
So yeah, we're missing a big
chunk.
So, it makes
sense for a half-hour comedy that's like a 22-minute or whatever, and we saw, like, half of it.
Yeah, we definitely are missing giant pieces to this, but either way, we saw all of Zeph, at least all of Zeph that we know about, so...
This comes out the same year as High School Musical. He was also on
an episode
of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. He was on an episode of Heist. He was on an episode of The Replacements playing a character named Davey Hunkerhoff.
Davey Hunkerhoff, I like that name. That's a good one.
He was in the Vanessa Hudgens music video. He was in a High School Musical music video. He was a lot of stuff between High School Musical 1 and Hairspray. This is the only thing that was like that we thought might be worth talking about. And I think there's some stuff. I mean, it's a bonus episode because it's not going to be a full thing.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen, like, I don't think this would have been a good show by any stretch of the imagination.
I think it would have been an awesome for me show.
I would have liked to see more of it because it would have been so weird and bad.
First of all, I want the full episode of this episode. Second of all, I want 25 seasons of this show because it just looks fucking horrible and it was just amazing.
So what's super, super, super weird is the tones in this movie. So his mom is Jennifer Coolidge from the Christopher Guest movies, you know,
yeah,
very funny.
Stifler's mom.
In the beginning, they're in a kitchen and there's this wacky music playing, and all it reminded me of is like bad Disney Channel original movies. Like, not High School Musical, because that was actually, like, I was surprised by the quality, the caliber of a High School or Disney Channel original movie. But stuff that we watched for all his movies for Shia, like Hounded and stuff, and True Confessions, like those movies, where it's just like this, like wacky, overly cheerful, like goofy music. But then they're making like stripper jokes and sex jokes.
Yeah, there
like,
was a lot of really aggressively adult jokes in this.
I don't know who this is for. Like, I don't know what network it would have been on. I don't know, like, what age it would have been targeted toward.
It's Zeph, who was, like, a heartthrob and young at the time. And then, like, the mom, who is, like, you know, comedic actress. And then it was, like, this weird in-between, like, very adult humor that I was like,
It's real weird. Like, it's obvious why, like... Number one, it's obvious why this, like, got picked up, because, like, you have Jennifer Coolidge, who I think is, like, a thing then. If it was made, you know, Zac Efron is, if nothing else, like, if High School Musical hasn't really come out yet, he's still, like, this, like, incredibly handsome, like, actor who's about to break out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have, like, other bit parts, like, you have Jayma Mays, who's been in a bunch of stuff, the redhead, like, who sort of... welcomes them to the apartment complex or whatever.
I didn't recognize her.
There was one other guy. Oh yeah, there is the, I think the guy that they play volleyball with is the guy who was on, he was on The Last Man on Earth the couple
last couple familiar
seasons.
He is familiar.
So like there's a lot of people who like it was probably before they were big things, but there's like a lot of talent here. And then, so I can see why it was made. They're like, yeah, we'll just, like, you know, make one, see what it turns out like. And then for this to be, like, what they come out with, it's like, how did this happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was watching it, and you're totally right. I was feeling Disney Channel. I thought it was going to be pretty wholesome. And then all of a sudden, it just takes these weird turns, and she's like, you should totally hit that. And, like, brings over the cute blonde girl and shit. And she's a stripper and, like, all this weird shit. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
There's another thing that, like, I thought was, like, a weird enough joke that it no longer bothered me, like, the video game inaccuracy of it, But they're like, you know, after she says that line about she's cute, you should totally hit that, they go up to their new apartment or whatever. Because this is about, like, they're in Indiana. She wants to become, like, a movie star, or, like, they want them to strike a big in Hollywood, right?
Yeah. She wants to become an actress, yeah.
So they move to L.A., and they move into, basically, you know, the Brentwood complexes or whatever. There's actually a really cool documentary called The Hollywood Complex, which came out a couple of years ago, which is about these families. Like, there's these apartment complexes in L.A.
Really?
Yeah. That are, like, expensive, but, like, they have this, like, pedigree of, like, oh, like, all these famous actors got their start here. But, like,
wow.
you think about how many people stayed there. And so what the appeal of these are, like, this is a crazy documentary. You should check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
You should check it out. Families basically take all their savings, and they fly to L.A. They move to L.A., and they pay rent, like, really expensive rent on these apartments to hope that their kids become child actors, like child stars. And they go to all these auditions, and, like, it's just devastating. And, like, to the point where, like, in the documentary, like, a dad, a mom, and a kid will come out, and then the dad will have to move back to, like, Tennessee or whatever because
they
can't afford to live out there with nobody making money. Yeah. Like, it's awful. And, like, that's these complexes. Like, there's, like, a history here. These are, like, real things.
I didn't know that this was a real thing at all.
And I feel like as a TV show, especially, like, a weird sort of over-the-top comedy, it could have worked. But the tone, like we were saying, it's just so weird.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know anything about that. And yeah, the tone is fucking weird in this.
Oh, but what I was going to say before was that there's a joke that, like, was funny enough or weird enough to overcome the video game inaccuracy is that after she says you should totally hit that, they go up to their apartment and they're like, come back later, we'll play Grand Theft Auto with each other or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. We'll play against each other. Not back then.
No, she says, I'll kick your ass at Grand Theft Auto. And I was like, what? And she said, who had sex with more prostitutes last time? I was like, what is this? Like, what is going on here?
How are you keeping score?
This had to be for, like, MTV, maybe?
No, I don't think it was. It wouldn't have been MTV. Felt like it would have been, like, not TBS, but, like, something more along those lines. Like, yeah.
I feel, yeah, so I really, because this is 2006, so, like, this stuff, it's not, like, edgy, but it feels edgy, especially for that time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It definitely couldn't have been on, like, CBS. Like, main broadcast network. Like, it would have been too much for that. Because this is, like, the time where, like, Arrested Development is on TV. Like, you can have, like, smart sort of dirty humor, but this is just, like, straight up, like, we're having sex with prostitutes in a video game. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, this was pretty edgy. Maybe that's why it didn't get picked up, you know, like, at the time.
What's annoying is there's like, no information about this online. Like, not only can we not find it, but, like, nobody on the internet, like, not even, like, Zac Efron fan blogs or whatever, from what I saw.
Zeph tried to scrub it.
But nobody's like, look at this weird gem of a thing that I found. You know what I mean? Like, there's just nothing written about this.
Yeah, dude, teen girls don't care that much. And he wasn't, like, shirtless in it or anything, so there's not gifs of it on Tumblr, so they don't give a shit.
You know, what I really, really was disappointed by, the only thing that disappointed me in this, is that Zeph and his mom, I guess, split up, and, like, she's going off to auditions or something, and he's just sort of wandering around. They meet up with the guy who, like, his wife is just banging other dudes.
Yeah, apparently she had, like, a giant orgy at their house.
Yes. And so he left, and he moved in here. And they go, they're just, like, walking around, I guess they're friends now or something, and they meet up with Phil Miller, the other Phil Miller from Last Man on Earth, and he, it's very obvious, was, like, one of the guys at that orgy banging this dude's wife.
Yeah.
And they're like, and he's with, like, two beautiful girls in bikinis, like, oh, let's play volleyball. And if they play beach volleyball, I'm like, oh, shirtless Zeph, here we go. And then he wears normal clothes.
Yeah, he's wearing the polo and the jeans the whole time. We didn't even get a shirtless Zeph.
It was so disappointing to me. It was heartbreaking.
I really wanted that to turn into, like, Top Gun beach volleyball really bad. And the
super
one dude's
gay.
Wearing a suit, and yep. Zeph is wearing clothes, and then you have, like, the other guy shirtless, whatever. This is nothing that I want in this.
Like, that's a scene, like, I don't think that was going to be funny no matter what, but that's a scene that, like, doesn't work because, like, the whole joke of that is making fun of, like, how bad that guy is at volleyball, but we just met him and we don't know him. Like, we don't care.
But we might have missed it in, like, because we were watching the condensed clip. Like, it might have been a little bit funnier if we would have seen the full episode.
In terms of the shirtless things, from Hairspray, you said that he was going to be, his family died, he was a wanderer in a new city. I guess he doesn't have a dad in this, so, like, you're kind of half right. So I give you half credit. He's a wanderer in a new city. Also kind of true.
Yeah.
He's on the streets. Not true. He spent his last dollar or he got robbed. He's almost homeless. He starts crying. And then he's shirtless under a bridge, soaking wet from the rain, takes a shirt off to wring it out. He's wet and shirtless, and he's homeless, and if he lived there, he'd be home now. You got a couple things right.
This is really funny, because I just heard this, and I realized that this was so much like your call on me and Orson Welles. Did you even catch that? I didn't catch it. Your call on me and Orson Welles was very similar to what I thought this would be, now that I just thought about it.
Oh, he was a poor boy, right?
I thought he was like, a poor boy, and he was like shirtless, and Orson Welles picks him up because he's homeless, and... It was very similar.
So maybe this would have been like a prequel to that.
Yeah, very similar Zeph fan fiction.
Like your idea of this TV show or TV movie or whatever was going to be a prequel to my idea of me and Orson Welles.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying.
I'm okay with that. I said he was framed for a murder. He was going to break down crying in an interrogation room and then be shirtless when he gets processed, booked.
We were both way wrong. If there's one thing we know, it's that we will never win this game.
Oh, man. I have nothing else to say about that. Oh, they also drop a Pixies song in.
They also drop a Fall Out Boy song in. They're, like, the soundtrack was great. It
which is weird, because like that's not like cheap music to get.
No, so they're paying money for this shit, for sure.
I don't get it at all. Do you have anything else to say about this movie? We can do. There's a couple games we could probably do quickly, but anything else to say about this quote-unquote movie, I guess?
No, I don't have anything else to say about this. It was fun. I really wish we could have seen a lot more of it. It looked like it would have been really, really funny. So, like, I wish that this Zeph would have been in this. It had potential.
I wonder, though, if he was in this, like, he probably
would
have been able to do...
What else would he have missed or done? Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Like,
yep,
he probably still would have done the High School Musical sequels. He probably would not have done...
Me and Orson
Hairspray
Welles.
Or Me and Orson Welles. Maybe not 17 again. Maybe not Charlie St. Cloud. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's stuff that I feel like he could have skipped, but then, like, we quickly get into a list of, like, stuff that I'd rather see him in that, like, sort of propels him into, like, some of his better stuff, you know?
Yeah, pretty pivotal shit. Yeah, I agree.
Yep, so that's that.
You got some games for me?
So, believe it or not, we have mailbag.
We do?
Yeah. We're recording this episode, this bonus episode, the day that the Hairspray episode came out, and Jess Collins caught up on Zack Attack, listened to the episode today.
Wow!
She
sent us three emails? That's cool.
Yeah.
Much like the last episode, my sister listened to it, asked me for the email address, and must not have sent any emails. I was really expecting one from her. But usually, as I expected, she's not going to do anything about it, and that's fine.
Well, hopefully, on the Derby Stallion, our next episode coming out July 1st, we will have gotten an email from your sister, and we'll be able to read it on air.
Doubtful, but okay.
Fingers crossed. Otherwise, like, you're going to have to send an email, like, spoof her email address, and then
and
just
send
some really embarrassing
her.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first email that Jess sent, subject line in all capital letters, I'll never stop listening. And she sent... There's no text in the body. She just sent this picture,
okay.
Which is from Adventure Time. And the guy says, never.
Awesome. Thank you, Jess.
I think it's a GIF, but it doesn't come up as a GIF. So sorry,
GIF.
This.
GIF. With a J sound.
Choosy Moms. What? No, who are you? Rachel?
GIF.
Don't let Rachel blackmail you or, like, you know, twist you into thinking it's GIF. It's GIF.
No, it's always been GIF. But okay, never mind.
I know
that's
that.
Too long,
like,
to argument.
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, GIF.
So fire-ass titles, which we have to play for this.
Okay.
Here's her rankings.
Oh, nice.
Of our fire-ass titles for Hairspray.
Okay.
Number 4, The Fat Suit.
I think I had The Fat Suit.
It was definitely not me. And okay. She made a note. She said, Eddie Murphy should have been cast instead.
Oh, good play. I like that. Okay.
Number 3, I think was mine. Very Special Movie.
Yeah, maybe.
She said, is this about someone losing their virginity? Ha ha ha.
Nice, yeah, that's true.
Number 2, I think, was me, Detention.
Detention, I like it.
And number 1, I don't remember whose it was, but her favorite one was After School Special.
That was you. That definitely wasn't me. I'll give you that one.
She also made 2 other notes at the bottom. She said, I'm laughing, but it's really not that funny and feels very insensitive. And then she said, The Accidental Racist, which, was that you or was that her title that she came up with?
I don't remember.
I think it might be a Jess Collins original. She said, The Accidental Racist, just because I can't get this Michelle Pfeiffer fact out of my head.
Oh, yeah, she didn't know it was racist the whole time, yeah.
Halfway through. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
That's
I do
a
like,
good one.
So I like that she likes mine, but The Accidental Racist, just, you know, about that specific actress, not about the character.
Pretty much wins, yeah.
And then the last email,
okay.
She said, Future Podcasts,
ooh.
And she says, I can't participate in this game because I already guessed who it is. She guessed it on the first guess. We already told her the first one, but the second person, the guy we added, she guessed on the first guess.
Bonus.
She said, but I'm super pumped about this, and then in parentheses, obviously fan number 1 over here.
Yeah.
And then in there, she posted 2 pictures, which I'm going to send you.
Send me them now.
Of our 2 guys.
Ooh. Let me see what that's
both very unflattering.
Wow. I did not know that this first one is a picture of someone that we are planning to do a podcast of.
I don't know what it's from. The second one looks like it's from SNL.
Yeah, the second
one
looks like
the first one is
from. Oh, that's a little hint for everyone. Second one, the guy's been on SNL. Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. And many other shows of other things, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually do a reverse Google image search of this first image and see if it's from one of his movies or see if it's from something else. Let's see here. Oh, you know who that is. That's not the guy we're doing. That's the guy we're going to do next.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The older guy?
Yes. I do know now. I know now.
Yes, so...
That's like a way future jump.
Yes.
Damn it, Jess.
Because it kind of looks like the one guy we're going to do a little bit.
It did. It looked like him in a
fat
suit.
I could see it, like, in a really bad hairpiece.
Yep, exactly. I could see it, too. She conned me.
She did con me. So that's that. So, Google game. If we can play the Google game, I would be stunned.
I don't think we can. I don't want to... Because it's not even going to be good. I mean, like, not in a bad way. Like, I'll play, but I don't think there's going to be anything in it. It's just going to be,
there's nothing.
Zeph. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nope, there's not even, like, nothing comes up. Like, nobody's even searched that. So,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Just
there's
us.
No trailer, so we can't watch the trailer for it.
Yeah.
We can't do that. Crying and Shirtless, we did for this one. So, okay, so the next movie is The Derby Stallion. I'm looking at the DVD cover right now. I bought this DVD. The picture on the front is a horse running, and then... young Zeph with piercing blue eyes.
The bluest blue? The bluest blue or just a blue?
It's not the bluest blue. It's a blue. I'll send a picture. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to send this to you on Facebook.
I'm waiting.
It's a pretty solid DVD cover. It makes me hopeful about this movie.
Derby Stallion. Can I make my shirtless and crying guess?
Yeah. Check out the picture
damn.
First.
I didn't even need that. I obviously know what it is.
But that's a good DVD cover.
That's a fucking awesome DVD cover. Wow. Okay.
Okay. So The Derby Stallion. What's your guess?
Derby Stallion is going to be like a mix of... What was the movie? The Lucky One. It's going to be kind of like The Lucky One. And Zeph is obviously a horse trainer. Okay? Zeph is on a farm.
Okay.
He's a horse trainer. He's going to meet a very sensual older woman.
Okay.
But he's so young in this one that he's just shirtless... with the horse, and he's just fantasizing about this older woman, and she's so hot, he's brung to tears. That's what it is. That's my guess.
Okay. That's a two for one.
Obviously. I'm just shirtless and crying them together for the rest
of
these.
No, I get it. No, I mean, it's not, you know... It's basically like if you call enough Hail Marys, like one time it's gonna be completed. Like it's gotta happen.
Yeah, I'm just Babe Ruthing the fuck out of all of these. I'm gonna get one, and everybody's gonna be like, "Damn!" Like all Jess Collins listeners.
I can't believe you nailed it on the Derby Stallion.
Yeah, I know exactly.
All
She's right. gonna be like, "Holy shit, Joe killed it!"
Okay. Let's see here. I do like okay. Oh, I'm gonna take half of your answer, sort of.
I think
he's shirtless, giving a horse a bath.
Oh, that's a good one. Jeans are like short jorts. Jorts? I'm getting jorts. I'm getting jorts in my cockles. I'm feeling it.
I'm going to go full jeans.
Full jeans? Flip-flops? Shoes? No shoes? Vans? Converse?
Boots?
Boots. Okay.
And a cowboy hat.
And the hat. So shirtless, but with the hat still on? Okay.
Yep. Wants to keep the sun out of his eyes, but wants to get an even tan.
Yeah, fair. I like that idea.
The horse is going to die.
What?
He's going to cry.
Damn. Okay, you killed the horse off for me already. Fuck.
I want to see. I actually didn't check if this one's on Letterboxd. I don't think it is.
No, it can't be. Nobody has this as their favorite anything on Letterboxd. First of all, it's not a movie. And second of all, nobody knows what this is.
No, it's not. It's not even listed. Like, it's not even a thing
yeah.
on there. So we can't play that. So now, fire ass titles for if you lived here, you'd be home right now. So the obvious one, I think... which I'm not going to do because it's the name of the documentary. It's like The Hollywood Complex or The Complex. So, like, that's a good one, I think, for this. Because it works
the
on a
billboard.
Couple different levels. Oh, we didn't talk about the billboard.
Exactly.
The billboards. Multiple billboards
the
of
billboards.
Jennifer Coolidge. Like, really slutty. Really
yeah.
deep cleavage, at least, on
yep.
billboards.
Yep.
I guess that's maybe that's what she went off to do, is to, like, pay someone, I guess, to put those up. Also, we didn't note that at school, the kids are literally speaking another language.
No, they're all Asian. That was the joke. Every kid in L.A. is Asian, And even the white kids speak Japanese because they're also Asian. Yes.
I just thought about it like a really like on the nose metaphor for like, look how much of an outsider Zeph is. Like he can't even speak the same language, you know?
It was a little racist is what it was, actually.
That makes a lot more sense.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so Fire Sales, you said the billboard?
The billboard.
Right? All right, my turn.
Oh, I got another one too. Can I get another one?
I'm going to say The Road Trip, and I'm going to hope that if this was a TV series, we would see sort of them going out there, like it'd be flashbacks of them on the road, because that could be a cool way to mix things up. So The Road Trip.
I got one, in quotation marks, paralegal.
Ooh.
Yeah, like the mom, she's a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm having trouble with this one.
I got another one.
Go
Sausage
ahead.
Party.
But that's an actual thing.
I know, but this came out in 2006, it's obviously better.
Top Gun 2?
That's fair. If I could play Sausage Party, you could play Top Gun 2. Okay. That's all I got. I'm out.
This is tough. Like, The Outsider, maybe, but, like, it's lame. Like,
no, it was just really short. We don't have a lot to go on. I think we came up with some great ones for not much to go on.
What we can also say is that the actual title is garbage.
Yeah. That was fucking horrible. Hopefully they didn't keep that. That was, like, a working title.
If you have a better one, email us that.
Jess.
Email us what you think our best Fire Ass title is. Email us fan mail, hate mail, dick pics, whatever.
Yes.
ZachAttack@cageclub.me.
Yep.
That's it. This is sort of like, I knew this would be short, but I was just, you know, we have so many games, I'm just bummed that we couldn't play most of them.
It's good. We're going to come back with Derby Stallion. It'll be worth it.
I'm looking very much forward to the Derby Stallion.
Same.
Any last thoughts about if you lived here, you'd be home now?
No, I wish I lived there, and I wish we weren't home right now.
Oh, the kid on the bus next to him says, check out those fun bags about his mom, so.
Yeah.
That's the thing that happens.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, his name is Cody. And so he was in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, and his name is Cody.
Well played.
So.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's all I got, though.
That's all I got, too.
So for all things Zack Attack, you can go to cageclub.me or facebook.com/cageclub or @cageclubpod on Twitter. You can see all the episodes we've done. Joe will be on an episode of Keanu Club in just a couple of weeks, so check that out at the end of the month. And
Exposed.
Then we'll be back on our regularly scheduled grind for the Derby Stallion, wrapping up. We only have 3 more episodes left of Zack Attack until
too close to the end.
You know, the bonus new releases.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad. I mean, I do want to say, though, that for the most part, like when we got to the end of Shia, some of that stuff was like real rough. And I know we got a couple more here, but I feel like he hasn't been in anything like super, super shitty. Like he's been in bad stuff, but like nothing like really...
I'm hoping that the Derby Stallion is our saving grace here.
It might be. One of Shia's... my favorite Shia LaBeouf movie that isn't American Honey is this movie called Monkey Business.
Okay.
And Monkey Business is a 90-minute kids movie that Mike and I talked about for 2 hours.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's so, so good. So I hope the Derby Stallion's like that and not like Shia's Disney Channel original movies where it's just like painful and for kids and not for... You know what I mean? Like,
I
want atrociously bad that makes it really, really good.
Yep. That's my favorite genre of movie ever.
Fingers crossed. Don't let us down, Derby Stallion.
Nope.
So for all things, you can go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, @cageclubpod on Twitter. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And we'll see you next time on Zack Attack. طيران الإمارات رحلة رقم 386 والمتوجهة إلى هونغ كونغ عن طريق بانكوك فعلى حضرات الركاب التوجه إلى الطائرة من خلال البوابة رقم 9